It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steeler Nation what's on our minds. I'm Melanie Friedlander. With the 2024 NFL Draft now in the books, it seems natural that we start to look ahead at the next season. Sure, there's plenty of time left before the Steelers take the field in Latrobe for training camp. We still have rookie minicamp, OTAs, and probably a few more free agent signings. But barring a significant addition to the roster via trade, and no, at this point I don't think we're getting Brandon Ayuk, we know who the team will be. I loved the 2023 draft class. Every pick. I still do. But despite how pleased I was with last year's rookie class, I still felt unsettled this time last year once all the picks were made and the undrafted free agents were added. This year somehow feels different, in a good way. And while I haven't had quite enough time for full analysis, I think it's simply a sense of optimism. For the first time in forever, it feels like the team is on the right track. Credit Omar Khan and Andy Weidel, as well as the scouting team. Plus, some luck in the way the board fell. Like last year, they selected players in position of need with tremendous upside, and they didn't have to trade up or reach. We finally have a fully legitimate roster of offensive linemen. And not that draft grades matter or mean anything, but when was the last time the Steelers earned an A-plus from anyone? And then there's the free agent additions. I'm still amazed that Patrick Queen is somehow on this roster. And while I might not have been looking for a complete turnover in the quarterback room, there's no question it's an upgrade. We have no way of knowing which Russell Wilson will get on the field, the Super Bowl winner from Seattle or the Denver quarterback who struggled, or something in between. But what a breath of fresh air it is to have an enthusiastic leader, and the players are clearly responding. Russell Wilson's practically a tour guide of Pittsburgh, throwing out the first pitch at a Pirates game after batting practice and a game of catch with Andrew McCutchen, taking out his teammates and visiting Children's Hospital. He has even been enthusiastic about the addition of fellow quarterback Justin Fields. This weekend, he tweeted out congratulations to each new draft pick as they were announced. It's just really good energy. And then there's the coaching staff changes. And by change, I mean upgrade. Just listening to new offensive coordinator Arthur Smith talk this weekend about the draft picks was a reminder that the man steering the offense actually knows what he's doing. Add new wide receiver coach Zach Azani, who brings much-needed intensity and discipline, and you might start to believe that this team could score more than 30 points a game, or even win a playoff game. It's way too soon to start predicting the season record or what might happen beyond that. But for the first time in a long time, that underlying sense of uneasiness has been replaced by confidence that this team is headed very much in the right direction. That's my take. You can follow me on Twitter, @GirlSurgeon. Check out The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow us on SteelersDepot.com. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Kozora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.